Okay. I would also recommend you look at the activation mobilization checklist, which has that same content on its on the back page. And that, okay, so that's basically a review now of Part A that we covered 2 weeks ago. Now we'll move on to Part B, and so I got to change what we're looking at here on the computer. If I can get the right...
What's going on across the way? Almost parked back at my house tonight. It was that the place is full out there. Okay.
How did we do this before?
Some sports.
Zoom.
Oh, is that what it is?
One moment, for those on tape, we've got a new version of Adobe PDF Reader and full screen mode. And we're looking at how to make full screen mode. Okay, so here we go. We're now looking at the material that was that's included out on public.mvracies.org for field ZR specialist 242B. And the first slide after the title page is slide 19. So we're now on 19, continuing from Part A. And here we see the activation mobilization checklist as kind of a review in this section of the class. Where is this in our MV RACES manual? Or if you, now remember, we also can look at this information online. If you go to members.mvracies.org and you put in your login ID, which is your call sign, and you put in your password, which we gave all of you. For those on the tape, we'll not reveal the passwords. Then you get to the members only area, and Charlie's done a really great job of going down, and there are links. There is a link that shows the manual online version, and if you go down the page, you would find, for example, the activation mobilization checklist is section 5-29. In the manual, it's also in our hard copy manual, it's also 5-29. So, again, we talked a lot about this form in the activation mobilization checklist course. Recommend you go back and review. Okay, now going on. Okay, as a refresher, remember our goal across all of our jurisdictions in South Orange County is to use the same definition, standardized NAM activities. Notification, activation, mobilization. Again, refer back to the page that we just looked at where we have the SAL levels. And a quick, that's a very obvious that SAL 1 and SAL 2 are notification. Activation is SAL 3. Mobilization can be one of three, SAL 4, SAL 5, or SAL 6. Now what I really should have said for the sake of the tape is normal is SAL 0. For notification, there's two levels. Notice, which is SAL 1, or alert, Sal 2. Now, under what circumstances, while we think about notification, under what circumstance would we document that we'd gone from Sal 1 to Sal 2? And the people don't understand the question. Okay. Why? Cell one is notice. Okay. You've been notified by incident commander that there's a fire someplace in Mission Viejo, and your services may be needed. That's a cell one notice. Okay. What might happen that would motivate you to say we're now at alert, Sal 2? Overwhelming response. Okay. What might happen is that you heard that the fire was perhaps more widespread than we thought, and that a neighboring jurisdiction had mobilized their people. And we heard that on the air. So it would be that, for example, Laguna Niguel had mobilized their ACS group. That would be enough information for us to immediately assume we're at Sal 2. Okay, on slide 20, at the bottom, why do we have the standardized NAM definitions? Well, to deal with which resources, and to answer that question, what it means to be on alert, or I'm on standby, or notice. Okay, before alert, well, alert means that I can't be sleepy. But now we know that alert is a Sal 2 level. That's a key word. Or if we say I'm on standby, standby is a key word. It's Sal 3, and it means that we're awaiting getting a mobilization number and being authorized, for example, to move from the resource net to the travel net, which would be mobilization. On notice, okay, we just talked about on notice. On notice would be a Sal 1. And that would be, of course, that we had been notified that we might be needed. And again, looking at the summary of the Sal levels, we can see, okay, what actions to take is pretty clear. What the responses are for each of the levels. So that pretty well covers the discussion of slide 20 as well as 21, which is in fact the document that I've been referring to with, for the sake of the tape, normal notification, two levels, activation, mobilization, three levels, and recovery. We're now at slide 22. And this is the restat report. What net might we activate in order to utilize this form?
Resource.
Ah, improved on the question, got a response. Okay, and where in our manual is in our Mission Viejo RACI's manual, can we find the RESTAT report?
Section
4.
Section?
No.
Not section. I'd say I memorized the table.
Hint, everybody turn to the table of contents. Rather than rummaging through all those pieces of paper. Unless you're online. If you're online, you can just swipe down on the page and you'll immediately spot the RESTAT report, which is bold, even online, is bolded over close to the date modified. What section is it?
4-3.
4-3? I thought it was 5-24.
That's the blank one.
Oh, okay.
The one with the
okay, very good.
Charlie, you sorted it.
Okay, 4-3 is the one that we fills in that has Mission Viejo RACI's members, and 5-24 is the blank one. Okay, good. Let's now move on and review to slide.
That's all we've got here, the members.
Excuse me?
That's all we've got here, the members.
The members.
That's why I said 4.
Okay. Al, you get partial credit. Okay. Now, for everybody, let's turn to slide 23 of this presentation. And here we see the checklist. And where do we find our checklist in our manual? The blank one. Boy, you guys are slow. Okay, how about 5-30? Okay, 5-30.
It takes a while to get to the back page.
Right. Okay. Moving on, we're now going to go to slide 24, which is the back page of the checklist. This is where the personal items are. Okay, now looking at slide 25 of our presentation, this is our vehicle inspection form. By the way, it threw me for a loop a little bit that the reference on this slide is VCN Academy course 173. I think we covered it in 44. So, but at any rate, notice that this particular form, remember, Sal 1 is notice, but when we hear that we've been escalated to Sal 2, Sal 2 alert, notice that's when we should be filling this out. Actually, not filling this out, we ought to be doing it, is our vehicle inspection. Be sure the vehicle's safe for mobilization. So, and that's in our manual, the Mission Viejo RACI's manual. Where is it?
5-28.
Yeah. Hey, you knew I was going to ask that question, right?
I had a feeling.
Yeah, you had a feeling. Okay. Okay, moving on to slide 26. This is our unit activity log.